Dedicated, the case for commitment in an age of infinite browsing. Written and read by Pete Davis.
You've probably had this experience. It's late at night, and you start browsing Netflix, looking for something to watch. You scroll through different titles, you watch a couple of trailers, you even read a few reviews, but you just can't commit to watching any given movie. Suddenly it's been 30 minutes, and you're still stuck in infinite browsing mode, so you just give up. You're too tired to watch anything now, so you cut your losses and fall asleep. I've come to believe that this is the defining characteristic of my generation, keeping our options open. The Polish philosopher Zygmunt Bauman has a great phrase for what I'm talking about, liquid modernity. We never want to commit to any one identity or place or community, Bauman explains, so we remain like liquid in a state that can adapt to fit any future shape. And it's not just us. The world around us remains like liquid too. We can't rely on any job or role, idea or cause, group or institution to stick around in the same form for long. And they can't rely on us to do so either. That's liquid modernity. It's infinite browsing mode, but for everything in our lives. For many people I know, leaving home and heading out into the world was a lot like entering a long hallway. We walked out of the room in which we grew up and into this world with hundreds of different doors to infinitely browse. And I've seen all the good that can come from having so many new options. I've seen the joy a person feels when they find a room more fitting for their authentic self. I've seen big decisions become less painful because you can always quit, you can always move, you can always break up, and the hallway will always be there. And mostly I've seen the fun my friends have had browsing all the different rooms, experiencing more novelty than any generation in history has ever experienced. But over time, I started seeing the downsides of having so many open doors. Nobody wants to be stuck behind a locked door. But nobody wants to live in a hallway either. It's great to have options when you lose interest in something, but I've learned that the more times I jump from option to option, the less satisfied I am with any given option. And lately, the experiences I crave are less the rushes of novelty and more those perfect Tuesday nights when you eat dinner with the friends who you have known for a long time, the friends you have made a commitment to, the friends who will not quit you because they found someone better. The counterculture of commitment. As I've grown older, I've become more and more inspired by the people who have clicked out of infinite browsing mode, the people who have chosen a new room, left the hallway, shut the door behind them, and settled in. It's the television pioneer Fred Rogers recording 895 episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, because he was dedicated to advancing a more humane model of children's television. It's the Catholic Worker founder, Dorothy Day, sitting with the same outcast folks night after night, because it was important that someone was committed to them.